What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 414 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is...
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, Alex, we've come to the end. It's the end of another month. We are wrapping up Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. The Rock and Rocky Connection month. The Rock and Rock Connection. And we're doing it with a movie from 2018. The only one you've seen out of these movies so far, called Skyscraper. Now, did you see this at the theater or did you see this like after it came out?
I saw this in the... Oh, why did I see this? I think I saw it on like streaming.
Okay. So you watched it at home.
Yeah.
Okay. So I saw this... this is funny. I saw this at the theater with my brother. We went to go see it. It's only funny because we don't go to a ton of movies together. So I just remember that we saw this one together. So I saw this at the theater. I'll be honest. Well, what did you think of it that first time that you saw it?
I enjoyed it. Like, I know a lot of people don't like it much because it reminds them of Die Hard and blah, blah, blah.
But you know,
yeah, I've never seen that. Is it actually good?
It's like a 70s, you know, disaster movie.
So. But see, I saw this as a popcorn entertainment. When I saw it digitally, I was like, okay, this, it had stuff that I wasn't bored. I will say that. I thought it was really good. And The Rock, again, I'm just saying at the time, I'm not giving my review, but at the time, I thought The Rock did a great job with the role, especially having a CGI leg.
Yeah.
At
a CGI missing leg.
Yeah.
Okay. So I will say, before we even get into it and I give you these Rotten Tomato scores, I think the one thing about the movies we did this month for The Rock that I'm happy about is, well, besides Hercules, where he's playing like a mythic, you know, figure, these were movies where he played like regular people. And I'm going to be honest, I think most of the time he does pretty good. It seems like he doesn't, I don't know if he'll ever, well, even like on the show Ballers, he plays like a regular man. It's not an action show or anything, but I think he got some, you know, he got better over time. We've seen like progression over these movies. Like Faster came out first, and we actually watched them in the order I think that they were released. And you could kind of see the, you know, the acting gets like a little bit better and better and better. So, all right, before I give you this Rotten Tomato score, as far as the director of this movie, have you ever seen the movie Dodgeball?
Oh, I love Dodgeball.
One of the greatest comedies of the 2000s.
That needed a sequel. I don't know why.
It's getting one, apparently.
It's getting one?
Ben Stiller. Yeah, I know Ben Stiller's involved in everything.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. One of the greatest. I remember going to the theater to see that movie, and I mean, I love it. Well, this is from the same director as Dodgeball, which is weird when you think about it. Like, Dodgeball, Skyscraper. Doesn't have nothing to do with each other. He also directed We're the Millers, which is like a straight comedy.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Yep. And he directed Skyscraper. But this is his, he's done three movies with The Rock. The first was Central Intelligence, which we will be reviewing in the future. We're doing Action Comedy Month. That's The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Yeah, no.
And then he directed the Netflix movie Red Notice with Gal Gadot and The Rock.
I saw
and
Ryan that. Reynolds. That was not.
Yeah, I don't like that one either.
Yeah.
This one came between Central Intelligence and Red Notice. It had like a $120 million budget, made $300 million worldwide, but was not considered a huge hit. They were a little disappointed. Critic score, 48%. Almost in the middle. Audience score 68%. So audiences liked it a little bit better than the critics seem to. So let's just jump right in. Let's go ahead and give our thoughts on it. Lead character, Dwayne Johnson playing Will Sawyer, former military, former hostage negotiation team turned. What does he do? He does like defense, like security.
He has like a firm.
Yeah. Got a family, kids, wife. Take it away.
I thought he was good in this. I think the character was really good. He's a family man. I love like they showed his injury in the first part of the movie. It kind of set the tone for the movie. So at least you don't go, why does he have a missing leg, this big dude? So I kind of like that. I thought it worked very well. I thought he was, again, he's John McClane. It's pretty much the character. Just different. I mean, he's taking painkillers throughout the whole movie.
He lacks the sarcasm, too.
Yeah, lacked the sarcasm, has an extra leg. Right?
John McClane, but with less sarcasm and less legs.
And missing one leg. But no, all jokes aside, but yeah, it's kind of eerie similar to that character, but this one is trying to be its own. I totally get the comparisons of the two franchises, if you want to say, or two movies. I didn't mind it. I thought it worked for me. I know there's other people that hated it because it compared to Die Hard and never gonna be John McClane and blah blah blah. I'm like, whatever, but it did his job. I was entertained. I thought he was really good. The fighting sequences was really good. We don't do actors, whatever, but I will say I give The Rock a lot of credit because he, during the times of him walking, I like that he has the limp, like he has a bad leg, like he's walking on a pig leg, and I thought that was really cool. I love the fighting because the fighting, he's at a disadvantage because of his leg and you saw it in the film. I thought that was really good. I gave him a lot of credit because sometimes some actors, they get these roles and I know me and you've seen this throughout some of these movies that we did that they have like some type of flaw, but they still doing the stuff. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah,
like,
right,
you lost an eye 2 seconds ago and you could see a ball coming towards, like something stupid like that. But this one, The Rock actually continued it even when he did that, the running on the crane and jumped off. Like you could literally see him doing the, like he can't run as fast, so he didn't have much momentum. The pirate run. Yeah. So I thought that was pretty good. So I gave him a 4. I thought he was great.
Yeah, I agree with you. We watched one recently where someone got like full on shot in the chest and just kept going like nothing even happened. Like, dude, you got shot in the chest. Sit down. Take a breather. I'm going to agree with you here. I actually think The Rock, okay, Dwayne Johnson's performance is actually very good. I'm going to go so far as saying very good. Not Oscar worthy. We're not talking, okay, listen, this is an action podcast. We're not talking about some dramatic, incredible, you know, performance. For an action movie, he's really good in this movie. He downplays it. He doesn't have he doesn't have any stupid one-liners throughout this movie. He's a family man, security business, and he's trying to get this is a big deal. His boy hooks him up with it, like a former military buddy, and, you know, they try to frame him. So in one way, it's a little bit of The Fugitive. It's a little bit of Die Hard. It is a little bit of Towering Inferno. Yeah, this takes elements from other movies. Okay, now that that's out of the way, I still think that this character's executed well. I liked his, I actually think him and Neve Campbell worked well together. I kind of liked them. They didn't have like scorching chemistry. But the role doesn't really call for that. It's not that kind of movie. I could believe they'd be married. You know what I mean? Like just the way they kind of interact with each other. And by the way, I want to give a shout out to Neve Campbell because she's pretty good in this movie. And she's only ever in Scream anymore. So it was cool to see her in a different role. You know what I mean? I think she's good with the kids, like as the mom. I like that she was in the military. She was a combat medic. I know, like, she's smart. She know when they're speaking Chinese and she like is like kind of listening in, and then she speaks Chinese and they're like, oh, this lady knows Chinese too. And she gets involved in the action. I liked her. I'm not going to lie. I liked them. So I gave them a 4 as well. I don't think they're like, these are not iconic. You know, I save my 5s for the ones that are like super memorable. They're not, but they're very good in this movie. I enjoyed them both. All right, villain. So we got a couple of, I mean, the main villain is this guy named Kores Botha. He's like a mercenary guy.
Yeah.
You also have his friend Pablo Schreiber named Ben, who kind of betrays him a little bit. And then you have that British guy. But the main guy is that Botha guy. So what did you think?
Okay, so you might think I'm crazy, but I gave him a 5.
Oh, okay.
As a villain. As a villain. Because he did everything as a villain. I mean, the guy he burned the fucking building. I mean, I don't know what more you can do. He ignited it with some water nitrate thing because it was weird. Water hit it and it sparked. I don't know how that works, but yeah, he ignited it. He needed this tablet. He got the tablet. He shot up everybody. They went to the roof. They fought. The Rocket him fought on the hologram fucking ball from sphere shit in the air. Dude, I don't know what to... I mean, he was a better Hans Gruber than Hans Gruber. Like, Hans Gruber... No. Hans Gruber was a better actor and character.
Yes.
But he never fought John McClane one-on-one.
Okay. Like, that's fair.
I'm just saying, because a lot of people comparing the two movies, like, I get it. But if you want to put the villain as a villain, Hans Gruber was a great villain in terms of mastermind and whatever. But this guy is better than Hans Gruber in a sense of...
He's more hands-on.
He's hands-on. This dude, like, I mean, he burned the damn place down to get to what he needed. He freaking... He shot up everybody. Him and the main hero are fighting in a sphere. In this weird sphere. That lightning is coming in and weird shit. I was like, what is... I didn't care for it because he looked good. I was like, I'm good. Like, I didn't care for that stuff. But we talk about the action. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to give them a 5 because they did everything. They did everything. Try to get the kids. Neve Campbell went down the stupid elevator thing. So I don't know. I can't see... Yes, there are flaws. I mean, there are always going to be flaws in every villain, right? But for this movie, Nate, I did not see nothing, man. I was like, this is a villain. I mean, it was better even than... You know what? I might even say better than Timothy Olyphant, whatever, in Die Hard 4, right? Because they had the same chick, right? They have the Maggie Q,
Maggie Q,
which is his right-hand girl. And then you had the other girl in this movie that did the same thing as Maggie Q did, right? And she got some licks in there.
Her name was Zia.
Zia. Yeah, she got some licks in there, too. When she took the tablet, she went into the thing, and she did that flip with the guy and then shot the guy.
She's
and
also
then,
super hot.
I don't know, man. I give it 5. I don't know,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that Zia chick is super hot in this
movie. Yeah, she was kind of hot. Short, like, but hot.
She would have shot me. That's good for I like short. That's good.
No, yeah, you're good. You're like 5 foot
same
five.
Height for me, baby. Okay, you know, you kind of sold me. I kind of sold me.
Speechless for the first time in 414 episodes.
Well, because I had a different score, but
wow,
you made a lot of good points. I'm gonna stick with my 4. I give him a 4, but I agree with pretty much everything you said. I think I'm just harsh, and I liked my 5s for like because I think the actor is too see the Hans Gruber effect. You're right, Alan Rickman elevates it to like even more. But just from a character perspective, the villain here does more, like, gets his hands dirty more. And I agree. He kidnaps a kid, too. They take The Rock's daughter. Like he's willing to put kids in danger. He has some of the charm, like, when he first meets them, and he's talking with the kids, and he's like, oh, you guys got to see... You know, I did like that part, but... I don't remember his name when the movie was over. That's the reason I just stopped short of like a 5. You know what I mean? Like, I had to look it up to even remember what his name was. So in that regard, I'm going to go 4.5. I'm going to give him the 0.5 point. I'm going to go 4.5. And I think the villain element as a whole is formidable. Like you said, they get the tablet. They shut down the security system. The Asian chick is shooting her own people. That hacker guy's like, I created this algorithm and blah, 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 blah. It's just shoots him. That was awesome. You know, and then you have his friend who betrays him. I was like,
Ben,
don't do this, Ben. And Ben's like, I need that tablet. He's like, Ben, don't do it. Then Ben freaking pulls his leg off. I was like, this is dirty, bro. This guy's fighting dirty with his friend. He shot him in the leg, but that did nothing because it's not there. I like that fight too in the kitchen with the two of them. I was into it. And The Rock's such a nice guy. He even tried to prop him up and save him after he shot him in the chest. You know, he's like, hey man, don't die on me. And he's like, I'm gonna die on you because you shot me in the chest. The only one I didn't like was the British guy. And it's too obvious that he's involved.
Like,
you know what I mean? Like
dweeb,
As soon as he walks down the stairs, he has the face of a bad guy. It's like, okay, he's involved. And I like I said, I've seen this movie, but I don't remember everything. And I was just like, oh, he's bad. He's bad. And sure enough, he comes all of a sudden and that's what he gets. He gets beat up by Neve Campbell. That's what he gets for being a loser. So anyway. 4.5. I think the villains actually they almost get away with the little USB drive.
Mm-hmm.
That they need. Also, we didn't even explain what they want. This guy is like a...
Well, that storyline.
Yeah. Well, but usually with the villains, like, kind of plot.
Oh, yeah. His plot. Here, okay.
He basically... There's the guy who built the tallest building in the world, the Pearl. He did some dealings with this guy who... basically, he blackmailed him. Not blackmailed. He strong-armed him into paying him to, to make sure the building gets built. He's one of those people, like an enforcer guy who goes around to, like, businesses and is like, hey, pay me a cut or I'm going to, like, blow up your store, like a mafia guy sort of. And anyway, the guy backtraced everything and he knows all the criminals in China and he has them on a USB drive and this guy wants the USB drive. That's pretty much it. So, and he almost gets it. Okay, action.
I was torn with this. I was torn with a 4. I was like 4 or 5 because the action is really good in this movie.
Yeah.
Like really not, I don't want to say over the top because that's such a wrong word to say for this type of movie. Like, you know what I mean?
There's one especially over the top scene, but the rest is done in a way that's, they try to make it as suspenseful and like
real as possible. They're trying to ham it. They're trying to ham it up. And I liked it. And to me, it worked for this type of movie. Like I wasn't too fan of him running through the skyscraper and jumping into the thing. And
jumping
I'm like, bro,
part is this too over the top part.
Yes, it's the over the top. But other than that, everything else, I felt like it was average. I think they hammed it up in the sphere when they fought it up.
Yes.
I was like, man, this is really good. But it was very like, I was just like, where's lightning hitting these floors? Like I didn't understand that technology.
How did it create lightning?
Yeah, I'm like, this is like a Tesla like thing. But I'm going to go with a 5. I'm going to go with a 5 because you know what? I did have fun with this movie. It was actually a fun, entertaining movie. I thought it was good. The crane thing was very over the top. My man scaled and walked and climbed to the top of this freaking crane with one leg. And I said, no way. And then there's stuff that's like, oh, like when he jumps off and he's hanging on, my brother, you would have fell off. Like the minute he hit, I'm like, you would have slipped because you're so heavy. I couldn't see him like grip on. Like he had trouble. And I don't know if you noticed, and I don't know if this was like real or not. He had trouble getting onto the crane. Like I thought that was like real. Like because the size that he is.
Yeah.
Like you see him doing the one handed, yeah, right? And the other actors would have just propped up pretty quick.
No,
but The Rock had a little trouble, like you could see that he had a real,
it made it more,
it gave it a little depth. But I'm just saying, for like a big dude like that, I was like, that kind of scared me. I was just like, okay, The Rock has no mobile shoulder movement, but it could be all the years of wrestling.
Think about it. I don't know how tall that thing was. Freaking tall as
it was,
and he climbed it like a ladder. So by the time he even got to the little monkey bar part, he had already climbed a lot. I would have been dead. I don't even think I would have got up. I couldn't even make it. By the time he got to the monkey bar, and then he had to like turn around and then like go up. That's the part you're talking about. Where he had to go up and then pull himself up, and he almost like slipped and died. That part was scary. I'm not gonna.
It was scary. Yeah. But anyway, other than that, I thought it was really good. He had shootouts. He had bikes chasing cars when he was like chasing them with the cop cars and stuff. I mean, with the motorcycle, had the helicopter building explosion.
Yep.
The building coming down. I mean, you had so much. You had fire in the building. Oh, my favorite part is when he's like, oxygen. And I was like, oh, this is not good. There's no bueno. And the fire came in. That big explosion went out. I don't know, dude. I think this guy did a great job with the action. So I gave it a 5.
All right. Yeah, I agree with a lot of your points. The thing is too, like I think that he did a good job with the, anytime The Rock is hanging from something, it's like legit suspenseful. The part where he almost slips and falls off the crane, I literally went gasped, you know, and I've already seen this movie, but it was so well executed. I don't like the jump part. I think it's stupid just because it's so far. It's like, come on, this guy's not, he has one leg and he's not an Olympic long jumper. I understand the idea of something being lower. So when you run and jump and you're going down, you can make it, but it was just too far. I wish it was like a little closer just so that, you know, just for myself, whatever. But I do like that when he lands, that was scary too. When he catches the edge and then he's like hanging on by a
finger.
Yeah. and then like a bar, and then he's like, pull the bar and then catch the thing. I'm like, oh my God, this is stressing me out. Yeah. Some good suspenseful heights stuff. I think they utilize the building well, to be honest with you. There's shootouts here. You do have a couple of hand-to-hand fights, which was cool. They're not like, you know, we're not talking like martial arts, you know, expertise. I do like the way The Rock fights though, especially like I said, the fight with his friend, because he was a wrestler, you know, he knows choreography. It's probably easy for him to choreograph a fight, but the way he kind of moves, and it's not martial arts, but it's cool. Like it works. I think he's really good in those scenes. So I liked it. I gave it a 4. I think it's very good and suspenseful. Some good suspenseful. I don't like the CGI fire, and there's a lot of CGI fire, but I like the idea of the fire, you know, like that thing where it's like it's all plants inside the building and they're burning the plants is catching on fire and all that. Also, I don't like the elevator part. I think it looks stupid. When Neve Campbell, like when they're flying down in the elevator really fast,
that looks kind of CG.
And it's just a pull the brake. Like that sequence is cool. I like the sequence. I like the idea, but I didn't love the execution. But those are nitpicks. I still give it a 4. I think it has a lot of good action in it. Okay, storyline.
This one, I'm giving it a 3. I thought it was good. Is it better than Die Hard and all these type of same similar movies? I never seen Tower Inferno, but I'm gonna say no.
Yeah.
I just thought this was a fun popcorn flick, and it was being its own thing. Like I can't see what's wrong with that. They took an idea that was very successful, changed it up a bit, gave The Rock a flaw, and to me it worked. So I gave it a 3. I thought it was good.
We're on the same page. I gave it a 3. The only reason it's not higher is it's not overly original. It just kind of borrowed from stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. What if I could see someone in the pitch meeting being like, what if we took Towering Inferno and Die Hard and put them together? And, you know, and then you start writing from there. And then you get like, we'll have a USB drive with information that a bad guy wants. How many movies have we seen where a bad guy's trying to get a USB drive? Plenty. So the lack of originality is what keeps it back, but it's still well done. I think this is well executed. The storyline's easy to follow. I don't think it's bad. I was never rolling my eyes or anything like that. And they play it straight, right? Like, it's not overly goofy, or they don't try to be super funny or corny. Like, they play it serious. And I like that. I actually respect that about this movie, that they just play it straight. They don't try to make it goofy and cheesy. If it is cheesy, it's for other reasons, maybe like the CGI fire or, you know, the one leg thing. But they don't try to cash in on it and make it like silly, which I appreciate. So no. I also gave it a 3. All right. What's your overall?
So I gave it a 4. I thought this was a great movie. It's funny because I brought this digitally yesterday for $4.99.
Ooh.
It was on sale on Apple for $4.99. I was like, hey, you know what? Deal. It is a good deal. And it was 4K, Dolby Vision. It had all this, the stuff you wanted. So I was happy with it. And I kind of liked it. I thought it was a good movie. And I can see this watching this again.
Yeah, I actually have this. I have a steelbook for this movie. I got it in 4K. It looks good in 4K. It's a good looking 4K. Yeah, I gave it a 3.5. I gave it a 3.5 because it's a 7 out of 10 movie to me. And I was like, I'm going to go with a half. So a 3.5. We don't throw them out that often, but it's somewhere in between a 3 and a 4. I enjoy it. I do think it's a solid movie. It's a solid action movie. It's only 1 hour and 40 minutes. It's not going to waste your time. Like, if you just want to see some stuff explode, some people jump, some people fight, some people shoot, and you want to see a cool building with like cool technology and all that kind of stuff, this is a very solid piece of entertainment to watch like on a Saturday afternoon. That's probably the best thing and the worst thing you could say about it. You know what I mean? So yeah, I think it's very solid. And I think The Rock is good in it. I enjoyed it. Okay, what's your total points?
My total points is a 21 out of a 25.
21 out of a 25. All right, I have an 18 out of a 25. I enjoy this. I think it's good. You enjoyed it as well. So The Rock Month seemed to be, overall, not bad. I mean, what Hercules, probably the worst one we watched.
What was it? Hercules, Snitch, Faster, and Skyscraper. Yeah.
Hercules probably.
It's not even memorable. Like, if you ask me, I don't even remember what it was.
We only watched that 2 weeks ago. And so
I don't remember even the movie. So yeah, that tells you.
Snitch was really good. I think Snitch was probably my favorite one. I just like that crime drama with the drugs and Bernthal
That was the best. That was good. Then comes Faster, and then I will say this movie, and then Hercules.
Yeah, I like the other three. I like The Rock. We still have more Rock movies in the future, but they're like I said, we'll do Central Intelligence for we have an action comedy month out in the future. I know we're gonna do Baywatch because we have like a TV show adaptation month in the future, and then of course we haven't done the Fast and Furious movies yet, so there'll be more in the future, but we're done with him for a little while. It's a new month. So here's what's coming up. We got Rocky V, the movie I thought I saw, but I've never seen. And here are the movies, if you're listening at home, that we're going to be covering next month. It's a 5-week month. So there's 5 movies here. Okay. This is very exciting, Alex, because this is our third iteration of this month. You know, we do theme months. Sometimes we double up. Sometimes we have like part 2, part 3. This is a part 3. This is the trilogy.
Uh-oh.
One of these movies you swear we've done and we definitely haven't done. So here are the titles. We're going to be doing some Domino, Tony Scott. We're going to be doing some Everly, directed by somebody, Joe Lynch.
Okay.
We're going to be doing some Salt, starring Angelina Jolie.
Okay.
We're going to be doing In the Blood, which I had to add just because I like the title, starring Gina Carano. I think you know where I'm going here. And then the last of the year, this is going to be the last episode of the year, Aliens, a big one. We have not done Aliens yet. So these are female-led action films. Part 3. This is our third month. Of course, Domino, starring Keira Knightley. Everly, starring Salma Hayek. And then Angelina Jolie, Gina Carano, Sigourney Weaver. Those are our women of the month. We're going to be doing all those movies. How many of those have you seen? I mean, Aliens, obviously, and Salt.
Aliens, Salt, but the other ones I didn't.
Oh, so 3 first-time watches for you. I like that. All right, so Domino, Everly, In the Blood will all be first-time watches.
Everly is with who again?
Salma Hayek.
Okay. I thought that was the one with Blake Lively. Didn't she play she got her ass beat, and then she learned how to fight.
That was that movie about drums. What was the stupid name of that? Didn't it have like drums in the title of it?
Something like that. I was just like,
I saw that movie at the theater. The only thing I remember about is that scene where it's like inside the car, and there's like a car chase, and they're like inside the car. No, this is Everly is a, from what I remember, Selma Hayek is like in an apartment and there's like assassins going to kill her or something. And she has to like fight them off. The cover of the movie is her with a back tattoo and a big gun. So I was like, this looks like a woman action movie to me. Plus I love Selma Hayek. So we're going to be doing some women movies, and that's what we got coming up.
All right, guys, you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/action movie guys. Subscribe, hit the like button, and of course, comment on any of your favorite episodes. And of course, you can take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast, available on all podcast platforms. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Co-host Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.